I remember when I wrote this poem, it seemed to me that I was having a hard time loving completely and accepting the love of others. And I was trying to think about that. And the first line comes from something my father always said to me when I was young. And I said it once to my son. And of course, my father, he experienced political imprisonment and torture, and he worked with Mao Zedong, and he was very close to him, and they had a falling out, and Mao tried to kill him, and my father's father even tried to kill him, and so my father escaped from prison, and we fled Indonesia, and we came to this country when I was very young, and this country at the time was at war with an Asian country, and this was, you know, in the 60s. So a lot of the animosity and the hostility and aggression that the war inspired was being perpetrated on us. And so my experience initially of coming to this country was having a lot of violence directed at my physical being. Immigrant blues. People have been trying to kill me since I was born. A man tells his son, trying to explain the wisdom of learning a second tongue. It's an old story from the previous century about my father and me. The same old story from yesterday morning about me and my son. It's called Survival Strategies and the Melancholy of Racial Assimilation. It's called Psychological Paradigms of Displaced Persons, called The Child Who'd Rather Play Than Study. Practice until you feel the language inside you, says the man. But what does he know about inside and outside? My father, who was spared nothing, in spite of the languages he used. And me, confused about the flesh and the soul, who asked once into a telephone, am I inside you? You're always inside me, a woman answered. At peace with the body's finitude. At peace with the soul's disregard of space and time. Am I inside you? I asked once, lying between her legs, confused about the body and the heart. If you don't believe you're inside me, you're not, she answered, at peace with the body's greed. At peace with the heart's bewilderment. It's an ancient story from yesterday evening called Patterns of Love in Peoples of Diaspora, called Loss of the Home Place and the Defilement of the Beloved, called I Want to Sing, but I Don't Know Any Songs.